Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Brooke.
I'm Danielle. I'm so excited to be back.
Me too. A big energy today, Danielle. You big just busted energy. That up.
I just haven't done this in a week. I know.
Oh my gosh. So last week I did a episode with my roommates, Maddie and Mariah, so go catch up on that if you missed it.
Yes, it was a really good episode. It was funny because they would like roast you and I was like, ah.
You need it sometimes. It's humbling.
It's a true humbling.
Humbling experience.
No, I really loved it. And thank you guys always for your love and support. Make sure to subscribe here on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you're listening, and rate us some 5 stars if you're feeling it. We love the love.
Leave a nice little comment too. We love reading the
we don't positive. Love
no I only sometimes. It's like ripping off a band-aid. It's like, is it gonna be really bad? Or like sometimes it just peels right off.
So the reviews are rough to read, honestly, sometimes. But, you know, the reviews are from people who, like, literally find us from iTunes, I swear.
Oh, yeah, because we're, like, sometimes we actually do get on the charts or, like, on Spotify, if you go under the lifestyle category, we're pretty far up there. So maybe people click on us and they're like, oh, this is cool. But then they're like, who the heck are these people?
Who are these two girls that just...
like
laugh.
Sit and chat and laugh, and it's like we always reference like our friends' names, and like it's so personal, but it's a
cult.
Only the real ones know. It actually is a cult. On the Facebook one. The Facebook group is low-key a cult. But like, we love it though.
Like the Facebook group would hide a dead body for us, for sure. Like they really would.
You guys are the best, so join our private Facebook group. You answer a few questions and then you got that access.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's really fun. We talk about all different types of topics and stuff, or if you need advice or whatever, I'm sure that there's someone who you could talk to on there and connect with.
It's amazing. I'm really excited about this week's episode. It's very different than I feel like what we normally do. We're going to be talking about how we spend our downtime with family, friends, but also me time.
For sure. I think it's important to kind of discuss, I don't know, I'm fine with this, but Danielle's not the best, so like taking breaks and like, except, you're good about like hanging out with your friends, you do balance it all, but it is important. It's a huge part of life to balance, you know, your free time and everything, and we harp a lot on this podcast about productivity and like the grind and like school and whatnot, but I think it's so important and a huge, huge part of our lives right now, especially college, the social life and fostering relationships with people and, you know, making the most of your years. So,
for sure. It was Brooke's idea to do this. I was like, let's do something like funny, but I couldn't think of anything. And Brooke was like, we should talk about downtime. And I was like, honestly, you're so right. Because we talk about downtime, but like, honestly, as a joke, when it's really not a joke, it's like good. And I've been spending a lot of downtime lately. Like, we'll talk about that later. Yeah. But
I feel like you've been making the most, though, of like, all of your categories. Like you've been like big on like your social game recently, but like that's good.
Thanks,
though, because you know you're getting you're just having fun days these days. So
no, I just like sometimes I just want to sit down and be like, gals on the go, listen to my life right now, you know what I mean? Like I just want to like talk.
So we'll hop into highlights and lowlights so that you can
highlights and lowlights
so that you can discuss your newfound social life.
Oh, you're spoiling it.
I am.
Well, okay, so I guess I'll go. My highlight for the last week or so has been, Danielle's been a little social.
It's amazing. This is a new side. I have never seen this before.
So I'd say in the last week or so, I've been saying yes more to things, which I know, Brooke, that was a big goal for you.
Oh, it's so great.
And you've been doing really good.
Love to hear it.
Doing really good. And I was just saying yes more. I've been going, this sounds so annoying, but there's no other way to phrase it, like going to more like college parties and stuff, because I'm not really, really into that. But I have noticed, like, in the last week, I just didn't have as much schoolwork, or I was able to get my schoolwork done by the time it was, like, because people don't really do anything until 11 o'clock, let's be real. So there's actually a lot of time I had, and I've made so many friends, I've met so many great people, met new guy friends, you know, just all about it. And so I don't think I can do that again this week. I literally did things Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Like, what? That's a lot.
I know, but you were saying, like, what you were doing last week, I was like... Blessed. Truly.
Well, because I had two different date nights. I went on my friend Daly's date night, and then I went on a fraternity date night, and then one of the other nights, it was Delaney Free's first time being able to do anything for a month, and then it was parents' weekend, and I couldn't say no.
No, you have to say yes.
Yeah, and it was fun. I felt like a college student. Like, I was like, whoa, like, staying up late eating pizza, but, like, still going to my 9 a.m. microeconomics.
This is living.
I felt like a true college student last week, which I know sounds so sad, but...
No, because you go through phases, especially, like, I feel like a lot of your freshman year, you were still, like, in the adjustment phase, like, you know, and focusing a lot more emphasis probably on like your YouTube and your business and everything. Yeah. And like now you're like, you're living in a great balance. Oh, so I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I would like text Brooke because like Brooke's like my mom. I'd be like, Brooke, like, guess what I'm doing now? I'm going out again. She'd be like, wow, good for you.
I know. She like sends me like screenshots. She's like, update, haha. I'm like, oh, good, good. Because I haven't seen you in a few hours. So I just needed a little update.
Oh, we always update each other.
I know. We do. We're constantly in each other's stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. We're constantly in each other's business, honestly. I probably tell you, you and like the lady the most, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. Probably so. And Caitlin, obviously. But what was your highlight?
Mine was my parents being here. I talked about it last week as my highlight because they were coming. But they came Friday to Sunday. They left. And it was just a fun-filled weekend. It's always very high energy when the parents are here. My brother is here, too. Great time. And I'm going to see my mom next month. But I'm not going to see my dad and my brother till graduation.
That's wild. Now,
yeah. Unless we do something, we might be doing something in the works with going to New York or something, perhaps. Fun. Yeah, so.
In the works. Collaboration with the fam.
No. That was in reference to us.
Oh, you and I. Oh, yeah. No, we are. I actually have to talk to you about that, yeah. I think Brooke and I might be going to NYC.
Soon. Or unless I get, like, I mean, I would love to, like, get an interview or something that wants to get me a job.
Oh, that's true. Like, make the most out of a weekend in New York City.
Yeah, so if I have, like, anything coming up with, I don't know, who knows. Things always pop up. But yeah, as of now, I'm not going to see them until graduation. So we really made the most of Athens. We did a lot of stuff, but that kind of goes into my low light, is that I just ate like absolute garbage for 3 days straight. Basically, it started on Thursday, because Thursday was such beautiful weather. Do you remember that? It was 77 degrees and stunning outside. So then from then on, I was like, it was just a steady decline. I like went out for Mexican food, ate my weight in like chips and queso and everything. And then Friday, oh, my parents came to town, like I said. So then, you know, we ate a lot of food, did a big dinner. And then the next day, it was just a cycle of negative eating. And then last night, we ordered pizza while we were watching the Grammys.
I saw that. My mouth was watering.
Yeah, it was really good. But then this morning, I woke up and I felt like physically sick. Like, I was like, oh no, this is not happening. Oh, no. So
that makes sense. Well, I got the salad today. Okay, I feel better.
Oh, yeah. No, I sweated out.
She walks in with a stupid salad. And I was like, I hate you.
You saw how I ate this weekend. I always publicize it. Like, I put it either on my Snapchat or my Instagram story so people can actually see that I'm, like, eating like garbage, that I put it out into the world.
That's true. Like, oh, people know. Like, yeah, I gotta switch this
exactly
up.
And then I'm like, okay, now I need to make the switch. So that's why. But honestly, I just don't. The correlation between, like, I love eating unhealthy food because it's delicious, but I really do feel the effects of it, like, in the days following, especially when it's, like, a negative binge. But, I mean, yeah, I considered it, like, a vacation because my parents were here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was one of my highlights, seeing your parents. Guys, they were taking photos, and I walked out of the bathroom at the country club, and her dad goes, there's the movie star, and like they were literally so happy to see me. And like my family didn't come this weekend, so it was so nice because I've known, like, I was like all the families at this Katie parents weekend, like, I literally have known them the longest.
Oh yeah, because we've known each other since, well, you met my mom obviously the day that we first met so many years ago when I was in, how many years ago was that now?
I don't know, I just say like 8 years.
Yeah.
Probably not actually eight, but like it feels like
it does feel. Or when I used to introduce Danielle before, like I would tell people like, oh, I know her from YouTube. I'd be like, she's a family friend, because she basically is.
We literally did that last year.
Yeah, I'd be like, a really close family friend. They'd be like, oh, but she's from Florida, you're from New York. I'm like, family friend. Yeah,
family friend. Like, she knows my realtor. Like, I said, oh my god,
did you say that?
No, literally. That girl caught us in the act. She was like, wait, so how do you guys like know each other?
Because
like,
it's just, it's so much easier to say it that way rather than to be like, well, actually, we're both
content creators.
We both make video. Like, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it's just more casual to be like, yeah, like, oh, we're family friends. Yeah, like, we're good friends now.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, now, whatever, but oh my god. And Adina was just so happy to see us. Literally, your dad was like, he was like, I'm loving the jingle. I'm loving the pod. Like, him and I were just having this little catch-up.
Oh, he loves it.
Cute. He was like, now you guys need to do the highlights and lowlights jingle. That's the one I want next. And I was like, no, totally.
He was like, you need more music. You need it to break it up into more segments. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And your brother just looks so much older and grown up now. I know.
He's grown up now.
I had a blast seeing all the fam.
Thank you.
Oh, they're great.
Well, I always love seeing your fam, too, so.
Oh. I miss them again. For sure.
Well, they'll come and move you out, so then I'll probably see them around graduation time.
Yeah.
Well.
I guess that's the next time they're coming, too.
Well, coming to Athens, I will say, love it. So worth it. But as an out-of-state person, it's a hike. Like,
yeah.
It was Sunday we got brunch, and then the whole travel, like, they took basically the rest of the day to get back home. Like, they didn't get back home until like 10 o'clock at night. Yeah. You know, that's a day of travel to, like,
it is.
Come to Athens.
Yeah. No, it definitely is. That's, yeah.
Because we don't have a commercial airport in Athens, so you have to go to Atlanta. And the airport's not, like, in downtown Atlanta, where it would be, like, somewhat close to the school. It's, like, on the opposite side of Atlanta, so it's, like...
That's so true.
It's just a day, and then you have to get to your airport early, because it's a huge airport, like... Yeah.
Stressing me out, just thinking about it. I'm leaving on... Oh!
Oh, shoot!
Update. Yeah, it's not my highlight, because I feel like it'll be my highlight next week. I'm going to visit my friend Caitlin at University of Virginia on Thursday.
So fun.
I am so excited. I'm going on her... They call them date functions. I'm going on her date function. It's, like, the Valentine's one. And she was like, thank God you're coming. Like, I did not want to have to ask... Like, asking a guy on a Valentine's Day date night is, like...
Oh, that's aggressive. I said that if we would have had one on Valentine's Day, I definitely would have not gone, because, like, I'm single as heck. Like, I'm not going to be like, you're coming.
Valentine's Day, like...
Like, no.
That's, like, just, like, a lot.
That is a lot.
That is a lot. But we're doing... It's, like, a dynamic duos date night, so we're being an angel and devil. I'm the devil.
I know. Off-brand for you.
I know. Well, we only did that because she had all white stuff and I had all red. Okay. And I was like, red's my favorite color right now. So, yeah, I'm really excited to do that, but I'm like, oh, I have to go to the airport. But it'll be fine. I'm really excited. I'm going to a spin studio there.
Doing some work.
I just can't wait to see the campus in, like, Charlottesville.
I've heard it's gorgeous. Oh, you're gonna... Is there an airport...
There's an airport literally in Charlottesville. Oh, that's so nice. I know. It's like a direct flight, and it's 20 minutes from UVA. I'm just like, why can't that be us?
I know. It would make life a lot easier.
It would.
I've heard that they're making the Athens airport open to commercial airlines, but I don't know how soon that's happening, so don't quote me on that. That would literally be a life changer, though, for you, yeah.
Could you imagine? The game change. Hey guys, just wanted to pop in and talk about our next sponsor, which is Care.com. I think Care.com is a great way if you're in college to find an easy job. A lot of my friends are looking for jobs such as childcare, pet care, senior care, home care, babysitting, nannying. You get the gist. Care.com is awesome because you can give your own rate, your own schedule. You can find local jobs that work for you. There's full-time, part-time, anytime. And all experience types are welcome. So if you just want to be a weekend sitter or if you're just a career caregiver, there's so many different options, especially if you're kind of just starting to get into the working field. And when you get paid through Care.com, you get access to benefits, including health and dental plans, which is awesome, social security, unemployment, and more. I've been telling all my friends to try out Care.com just to find an easy job. If you want to try it out for yourself, it's free to join. Visit care.com/galsonthego to sign up and find jobs that fit your life. That's care.com/galsonthego. But anyways, my low light really quick. I can feel myself getting sick again. Ugh. I was just sick, but I've been drinking elderberry syrup.
I've never heard obsessed. Of this. What is that?
My dad in his Long Island accent is like, get the elderberry syrup. I can't do that. I'm like talking to a Long Island person.
Get some elderberry.
I can't even do it. Say elderberry.
Elderberry. Oh my gosh.
Elderberry. Barry.
Yeah, I do that. Elderberry.
Elderberry is like the new vitamin C kind of deal. A lot of people, like a few of my friends came over the other day and... Brooke, she's a new gal in the KD group. She just joined from South Carolina. Anyways, she was like, oh my god, elderberry. I just took that. And I was like, oh, so it's like a thing. My dad's not weird. and it's supposed to like be really good for you. But I think it's because I was doing so much social stuff and staying up late and waking up early and still doing work. So there's just so many pros and cons to life.
Yeah. No, I get you. I mean, it's all in balance. That's why you can't afford to like... beans, because you know they say like what, work hard, play hard, but it's like honestly you can't even play that hard because then you can't work hard, then you like
I know that I'm not gonna have a good day tomorrow, like because I'm just gonna be so tired
if you stay up too late or whatever. Yeah,
3 a.m.
Like, I can't do that. If I stay up till 3 a.m I need to allow my body to like sleep in then, so I can't do that whole bit where it's like then I go to my 8 a.m
How do you guys, like, we're gonna start a thread on, I don't know if there already has one, I'll search, but on the Gals Lego Facebook group about how you stay up late and wake up early and still grind, because I just haven't mastered it yet.
Me neither. That's why I think a lot of people do stick to purely weekends to go out just for that reason, or like weekends for hanging out with friends, because it's so much easier, because Friday, Saturday, you can do that and then still sleep in. I know. Yeah. But that's just not the culture here.
It's like my friend's birthday tomorrow night, and I'm just like, oh, I was really planning on not. Mm. The struggle. You guys don't care. I'm sorry. I'm just vocalizing my stress. It's a good stress to have. I'm very thankful to have friends and go to birthday dinners, so
it is a good stress. I'm proud of you too for, you know, making these
guys, before we started this, we're both sitting here with headphones on and we were like making ASMR noises in the mic because we're just weird.
It's so fun. Now we're recording with, we both have like our separate headsets on, and so
it looks
really, really
kind
good
of profesh.
It does. It's definitely a good setup.
I'm happy with it.
So current favorite?
I
personally have been loving my Fabletics, which is so crazy. I don't think I've ever made a purchase from them before, but I've been listening to a lot of other podcasts and other influencers who promote Fabletics. I'm like, oh, I'll try this out. So it's basically like a, I don't even know how you would describe it, like a lower, not lower end, but a lower price point fitness apparel, but they still want to go for like the trendy look.
Oh yeah, it's really cute.
So I completely paid for this with my own money, not sponsored at all. Like, I'm not working with Fabletics even anytime coming up. So I decided to buy 5 items. I signed up for the VIP membership, so I got like 50% off my whole order. So I got 5 items for less than $100. And I got this like baby pink pullover, my favorite. Ooh, love it so much. Yes. Pullovers. And then I got a pair of like loose sweatpants. They're a little big on me, but I just wear them to sleep and everything, and they're so comfy. They're like supposed to be like a jogger fit, but they're a little big on me. So definitely size down if you're gonna order from the website, which is so not like me. Like, I always size up. I'm like, you know, probably like more
really size down. I always size up.
Me too. But I definitely would recommend sizing down on this website. Yeah,
for like pants or for everything.
Yeah, like I got a medium in the pants and they're really big, so I even like go down to a small, which I haven't been a small since I was like,
I don't know, I feel like I'd still be a medium. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
know. No, you say that, but I don't know.
I'll
but
check the size chart.
I will say though, this is me being genuine though, the leggings didn't work for me. Maybe it's just the one kind I got, but I got their most popular legging. I can't think of the name right now, but it's not for me.
Okay,
but the sweatpants, oh, I got a sports bra. Sports bra was really good. And then a pullover and a workout top. I don't know. Everything else was fine. It's just I probably wouldn't go there for leggings. I think leggings are worth the investment.
Yeah. You have your leggings you like. I have my leggings I like. Like,
I feel like that's the workout item. That and maybe sneakers are the two that's like worth it to invest.
Yeah.
But then maybe sports bra too is really important. I feel like tops, it doesn't matter. Like, my top I'm wearing right now is from Amazon.
Chill. Yeah.
It is. It was $12 on Amazon. I'm trying to, like, expand my fitness collection because I only have, I don't really have that much. I'm always wearing the same thing. So, I'm like, I would rather buy an $11 tank top on Amazon and, like, be able to wear integrate that into my routine,
your
you know?
Wardrobe, your workout wardrobe.
Yeah, you know what I was going for. So, it's worth checking it out. I guess check the reviews on the items before you buy it, but it was rather inexpensive compared to, love my Lululemon, love my Outdoor Voices and stuff, but I got 5 things for the price of you know, one thing at those places.
That's
so
wild, crazy. Dude. Oh my god.
So your favorite?
My favorite is an old favorite from literally like probably like 2 or 3 years ago, and it's just coming back in my life. If you guys watched my Week in My Life from last week, I went to Ulta and I had a time. I did a ton of restocks and I got some new products. I repurchased the Kylie lip kit in the color Candy K. I forgot how much I love that ish. Like, it is such a cute, nice, muted, rosy pink color, and it really stays on, like, even through dinner, and it just looks so good in photos. I just love it. I, like, I forgot how much the Kylie lip kits, like, I was like, oh, they're so overrated, and then I got them in, like, high school, and then I just ran out, and, like, it was just, like, and now they sell it at Ulta, and I'm obsessed with it again.
I have heard people getting back into them again.
Yeah.
I've always find that I get, like, a chalky look almost.
After a while, yeah.
But they stay on really well, though, right?
But they do stay on well, and, like, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, when I film videos and stuff, I just sometimes I notice, like, my lips look kind of washed out, so I'm trying to wear lip color more.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
That's why I'm a big gloss gal, but
yeah, I just gloss.
But then you have to keep reapplying it.
Yeah, and, like, I get annoyed when I, like, drink something and the gloss gets, yeah. I don't know.
It's, no,
like,
I get that.
The littlest
I could
of
see
thing.
You getting annoyed with that.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I hate when I put on lip product and then I go to drink my Hydro Flask or something, I'm like, oh, it's all over my straw.
Yeah, and it's, like, sticky and gross. Ugh. And you can't really clean the
it's
straw.
Like,
it's kind of hard.
Not murky. Murky. What's the word? Mush?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I've been using the First Aid Beauty lip balm, and it's, like, a thick balm. I don't know
thick.
If you're for, like, you, like, scoop your finger in and, like, put it on.
I
so when you, but when you drink out of the Hydro Flask, it gets sticky, too. So
I feel that.
I feel
Jinx, you owe me a
soda.
A diet lemonade.
Jokes. How about an iced coffee or something else instead?
Yeah, I bought iced coffee for the first time in 2 weeks on last Thursday.
What else have you been drinking? Like, when you go to
I've
Starbucks?
I've been, like, making my own coffee.
Wow.
I know.
That's
really
impressive.
I bought Starbucks again today.
You probably save a good bit of money, too.
I probably saved, like, a good $30 in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Right? Yeah.
That's great. I've been, all I do is I buy a jug from either Trader Joe's or whatever grocery store I go to, and it's just, like, a pre-made cold brew.
Yeah.
And it's, like, $4 for the entire thing, and that lasts me usually 4 or 5 drinks.
Yeah. I just like to walk with coffee.
I know. I feel that.
You, like, drink it, right?
I drink it before I go, and then I don't walk with it. That's my thing.
Yeah. I like walking with it.
Yeah, I feel that.
What do you guys do? Walk with your coffee or sit with your coffee?
Some people do that. Or some people like to, like, go walk and get coffee in the morning. That's,
it's
like,
just,
their
like,
thing.
It's nice.
Yeah. I don't mind doing it at home. I don't know. I haven't been into hot coffee these days, though. Like, I got this Keurig for Christmas, and I've only used it a few times because I'm on the cold coffee grind. I don't really want to do hot.
Yeah. No, for sure. Your Keurig's so cute, though. It's like that little
one. It's a little BB
one.
Cozy.
So, for our current event this week, we wanted to recap the Grammys. I mean...
Did you watch?
No, I was studying for econ all day, but Delaney was texting me little updates. I was like, let me know if my baby Drake wins. My baby Drake, I hate my myself. Baby. I just said my man, so I think I said my man's. So we're just going to go over some of the ones that we found. I don't know, just some of the ones, you know? Because you guys might have watched the Grammys, but I like talking about this stuff.
Definitely. Yeah, we watched a bit. I actually stopped watching towards the end. It was so long. It started at like...
Who performed?
Oh, like everyone. Oh, the big...
Drake didn't perform though, right?
Yeah, Miley Cyrus did a mashup with Shawn Mendes. That was really good.
That was all over my Twitter feed.
Yeah,
so.
Red Hot Chili Peppers and Post Malone did a mashup. It was very interesting, very edgy. yeah. And then Miley Cyrus did one with, like, Dolly Parton. I had no idea that Dolly Parton's actually her godmother. Yeah, like, that's a legit thing, yeah. Because my, like...
But your Snapchat, I thought it meant, like, you're dumb if you think that.
Okay, and I deleted it because I was the dumb one. So I put on my story because my roommates were like... No, that's actually her real godmother. And I was like, no, that's totally just in Miley Cyrus. In Hannah Montana that Dolly Parton, because what's her name? Like Aunt Dolly or something? And they're like,
Aunt Dolly.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's like a character in the show. Like, you guys don't even know what you're talking about. And then I Googled it and it was like, no, like that's her actual godmother.
I should have known that. I read like Miley Cyrus's book. It was probably.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, fair.
Oh, wow.
The other side.
She looked good last night and she was killing
it. She has come out from the dead.
Yeah. She really made a big comeback last night. Like, a
big comeback.
Yeah, she's killing it. So, some of the awards. Well, God's Plan, like, swept.
Really?
Yeah. So, it got Best Rap Song. What else did it do? Well, Drake just did overall very well.
Oh, my God.
I would say. Actually, what was the Song of the Year? Oh, This Is America was the Song of the Year, yeah.
So, that, I just... Okay, Record of the Year. There could have... The Shallow could have won. The Middle is what I was rooting for because that was my Hallmates and I song. Because I think it was so popular.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's annoying at this point. But yeah. Like,
I think that the... I mean, I don't want to get political at all, but I think that the positive controversy that surrounded This Is America, yeah, like, contributed. And no, it's a really good song, good message. Like,
really?
All that
I just didn't like it.
Really?
The message is amazing and I watched the music video, but, like, the actual song is... God, yeah. I'm gonna get attacked. But
it's just funky. Just funky. I could see how you wouldn't like it. Yeah, you're more of like a positive, like happy vibes. Yeah, and that's definitely. But you don't really like Childish Gambino, though.
I do. Well, I like his old stuff.
Okay.
Like, I hope he does his old stuff at Coachella if we go, which we need to figure out.
I already like decided we're going.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm just trying to be low key. No, we're going.
Oh, okay.
Guys, we're going to Coachella. Ah, surprise.
I know. Some people message me and they're like, the lineup sucks. Why are you going to waste your money or whatever?
Ariana Grande, after that new album, we're going to have so much fun.
Yeah, well, the new album dropped and it dropped hard, but she won for her old album.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
So was she there?
Sweetener. No, she didn't go. There was like a whole thread on Twitter about how the person who, I'm going to butcher this, but the person who is in charge of the performances tweeted like, Ariana Grande isn't performing. Like, guess she doesn't have enough time to like pull something together. And she posted back and was like, nope, has nothing to do with me not having enough time to pull it together. I could pull it together in 12 hours if I wanted to, but...
Oh, shoot.
Like, I'm just opting to not go or something. Like, it was her choice.
Why would you not go to the Grammys, but anyways.
Yeah, she did not go, but she won for Sweetener, which I... That was good. I think... I personally like this album better than the old album, Sweetener.
Yeah, I do too. The Sweetener was too slow for me. Uh-huh. This one's a little bit more upbeat. What are your favorite songs from Ariana's new album?
Oh, my gosh. I love Bloodline. I just think it's so good. Fun.
Do you like NASA? Yeah. That's like my favorite.
I know. I saw that you like that. Yeah, I like it. I like Needy.
Needy.
I can be needy.
Bad Idea.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Break Up With Your Girlfriend. That one's good, but like it honestly is such a terrible message.
We gotta stop this message. That
no,
needs to
we
be
really
stopped.
Do.
Yeah.
Like if I get a boyfriend, I'm gonna be like, y'all better stay away from mine. Not that
I don't really know how I feel about the like break up with your boyfriend challenge either. Like people are like, did you see that?
See this world.
Yeah, it's like a thing on Twitter. It's like text a boy with it. Like I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I don't have a boyfriend, but I just don't know how I feel about that.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we have to test it? Like that's just so weird. No.
Oh, I love that Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper won the duo performance.
Oh, best rap album. Are you reading that?
Yeah.
Invasion of Privacy. I love that album. I love every single song on it. Like, that's the album of Coachella for me. Oh, my
gosh. Yeah. That was...
Moneybag, Moneybag, Moneybag.
Oh, that
it's
was
so good.
She was
my
so
gosh.
Good.
And she has, You don't ring my line no more. She has such good features on that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, so good. So best rap song, God's Plan. Yeah. Okay, have to talk about this for a second. Another one. So all the others, I really don't know the songs. But then Sicko Mode was also in that. This is weird because Drake is also in Sicko Mode. And God's Plan's great. And it was definitely a really popular song. But Sicko Mode is just... When I'm thinking of someone that, like, is an art... Like, a singing analyst, I feel like Sicko Mode's like, whoa, you know?
Like, different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not
I wonder as, like, how they decide. I really don't know how they decide. I know that there's a committee and stuff, but I wonder, like, do they listen to it and they're like, I like this one better. Like, what,
yeah,
what
is the... Yeah, I really want to know. Are they all just sitting in there, like, raise your hand if you like, yeah. You know, like...
I really don't know how that's determined.
I'm glad Drake won that, though.
Yeah, I'm really not into country, but Kacey Musgraves swept.
She swept. I like some of Kacey Musgraves' new stuff.
Kenzie's gonna kill us.
Kenzie's going to text us. She's gonna be, guys, I'm listening to this right now.
Oh, and Her won a lot.
Her won a lot. I've actually gotten into Her lately. I have to be in, like, a vibey mood. Mm-hmm. But, like, I can be down. I can be down for the get-down.
And then, someone else, best new artist was Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, yeah.
I was rooting for Bebe Rexha, which...
She looked amazing.
Did you read that whole spiel on how a bunch of designers, and she, like, listed a bunch of them, turned her down because she's a size 8? So she had to go with, like, a random, like, not really very...
And everyone loved her outfit.
And her outfit killed it. And she's a size 8, and she looks amazing. Her body's, like, in, like, body goals,
that
honestly.
That makes me so mad. I thought she, like, I don't look at her and think she's, like, overweight.
Not at all. Like, she's... God, that... She's beyond healthy, let alone fit. Like, she's, like, a curvy figure, but it's, like, good. Like, I would
I have purchased size 8 things on websites before.
I'm probably naturally a size 8,
like, on Princess Polly, like, catch me wearing a size 8.
Yeah, I just think it's so messed up, the world that we live in, where it's like, okay, so, like, these designers are not going to fit you because you have the talent, you have the caliber, but you wear a certain size, so you can't fit into, like, that makes me want to punch myself in the face, so.
Like, what, you need a little more fabric? Like, I'm so sorry, like.
I don't or what, she's not a good representation of your brand.
She killed
honestly.
Ugh, I saw her in concert in December, she was really good. She's kind
really?
Of like a girl boss.
I'm a big fan. She sings on a lot of, like, EDM tracks. Like, old school ones.
Okay, yeah.
You know which one she does? Take me home.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like, a throwback one. I listened to that one, like, all in high school, I remember. Take me home. So it's just funny, now she's nominated for Best New Artist. I'm like, she's been around for many years.
I actually had that thought. Yeah. I was like, I feel like... But you never know. Cool.
Dua Lipa deserves it, though. A lot of women empowerment, Lady Gaga killing it.
There was a lot of women's stuff.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, so definitely an interesting time at the Grammys. I really enjoyed
it.
They don't
think I'm on a Grammy. They don't think I'm on a Grammy.
But Drake gave, like, one speech that he was like, it doesn't even matter if you win, because, like, if you're an artist and you get people coming out to your performances, you've already won. Like, you've already... like he get him. Yeah,
so
it was really good.
Oh, I'm obsessed. Yeah. I'm obsessed.
So a couple episodes back, we were talking to you guys about our mornings and our morning routines. And it got us thinking, when's the last time that you ate a breakfast that you truly felt good about? Not just like a bowl of like a sugary cereal or something you're, you know, eating as you're running out the door.
Oh,
but
the worst. It's like the worst feeling too. It's like
when you're rushing and just like swallowing something down, you're like, okay, I don't feel good. But you're like,
That's literally me, because I like have to eat in the morning. So I'm like, oh, if it has to be a cheapy breakfast sandwich, that's what we're doing.
It's just not good. It's just
no. It's,
no,
just
it's
not
good,
good for the soul.
We're talking today about breakfast that's going to nourish your body. Our breakfasts have been completely transformed ever since we started trying Daily Harvest.
I love Daily Harvest because I'm always in a rush in the morning. Not always, but, like, sometimes I am. And everything's ready in 5 minutes max, which is really nice. And you're guaranteed real organic fruits and vegetables before I've even had my coffee, which is great because I love some freshness in the morning. It just puts you in a better mood.
Exactly. So they're going to deliver some carefully sourced, chef-crafted food. It's all built on fruits and vegetables, like, real ingredients, you guys. This isn't just, like, sugary based mixes and everything. Like, it actually is frozen fruit and vegetables, and everything is going to stay fresh in your freezer too until you eat it.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. And they have more than 50 nourishing options for any time of day. I've had the ginger and green smoothies, but they also have like a cauliflower rice bowl. Like, excuse me,
they have overnight oats too.
Yes,
like,
they do.
Yeah, go ahead and prepare that too. I tried the cold brew and almond smoothie, and I like it because it actually does have a little bit of coffee in it too, a little bit of caffeine.
Awesome.
You just blend it with a little bit of almond milk. It's really good. I don't actually eat as soon as I wake up in the morning, but I wait a little bit, then drink my smoothie, and I'm good to go because it's like a perfect little breakfast
and
situation.
And it's nice because you open it and you can see all the ingredients when you open the cup.
Exactly.
It's not like a powder.
It's not like a mystery filler filled.
Yeah.
No.
And if some of you, I know some of my friends have a hard time like actually eating fruits and vegetables. So this is like an easy way to load up on your fruits and veggies first thing in the morning because breakfast is truly the most important part of your day. So,
no matter
what. That's all I got to say about that.
So, go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code GALSONTHEGO to get your first 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code GALSONTHEGO for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com, daily-harvest.com.
Well, should we get into the meat of the pod?
I think so. How we spend our free time. Yeah.
What a concept. I really had to think about it. Like, I really had to sit down because I was splitting up between friends, family, and me time. Family was hard. Family, just do what you gotta do with them. Not like you have
you
to.
You do what you gotta do.
No, but I mean, like, I go to the dentist with my mom. Actually, she doesn't come to the dentist with me anymore, but
I love running errands with my fam.
Yeah.
Like, it will be like, oh, let's go to, you know, grocery store, get a coffee, and then, yeah, maybe an appointment or two. It's like kind of nice because you're like spending time with each other, being productive because you're like crossing things off the list. But you're also, yeah, I live for being at home. I said I love my parents so much, but the vibe of when they come to Athens versus when I'm at home, much different vibe. Like, I feel way more relaxed. For some reason, when they come here, I feel, we kind of discussed it this weekend, I almost feel like more stressed because I feel like I have to host them and
it's
like
beyond
stressful. Versus when I go home, I just feel way more relaxed. Like, my month at home, I was like, this was such a good month. Versus like they come here, I'm like,
okay, let's go.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Definitely. So I enjoy just doing nothing with my family, honestly. Like, I could just be in their presence and be totally fine. And they're like the type of people that I'm not sure if you feel this way too, but like, you can just be around them and be quiet and it's not awkward. It's not like anything.
Yes, that's
just,
when you know it's like a true friend or your family. Yeah. A good family member.
It's a good family.
No, like, I totally understand that, actually. Like, just sitting in my room at home and just knowing my mom's outside cooking.
Exactly. Oh. And you don't have to be talking all the time. I feel that way about friends too, though. Like, a lot of my friends, we could just be in each other's presence and silence and like, vibe. Like, we don't even have
like
to do anything.
Just vibing,
just
sitting there.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, I don't really want to talk right now. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, and there's just not, you can't talk about something constantly.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
I mean, you and I actually kind of can. Even, like, in LA, I feel like we were talking.
I know, we never run out of things to talk about.
We never shut up.
But that's supposed to be both of us, like, high energy, like, coming together.
Yeah, you bring out the higher energy in me.
You laugh a lot. Yeah.
You make me laugh so hard.
I appreciate it.
Well, so what are some of your favorite things to do with your friends?
Okay, so I guess maybe not so much at school, but my friends at home, we love to go for drives and not like huge road trip drives.
Same at home, yes.
I love it so much.
With
so,
music?
Yeah, we just get in the car, we play some good music, someone like hops on the aux and we literally just drive around and we drive to, you know, old places we used to hang out or like, it's never anywhere far because my town's really not too big. But we could, like, drive out to, like, you know, we have, like, this lookout point and, like,
so
stuff like
pretty.
That. Yeah, it's just fun to do stuff like that and you're in each other's presence and relaxing and vibing and, like, you know, maybe there's some conversation. I love to just do things that I feel like, oh my gosh, I just leaned back in this chair and I, like, thought I was gonna die. Did you notice that?
I
heard, like, a snap. I'm like, I'm going down. No, we're good.
I'm going down. Yelling timber.
Oh, I was thinking, meet me in the tread.
It's going down. I'm pretty sure I heard that song like 4 times last week, so.
They just played it at Orange Theory.
Oh, okay.
They always play that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, fam. A little Orange Theory plug of the day.
Yeah, but when someone good has to get on the aux, though, when you're doing a drive like that. Because then I have my friends who I don't like country music, and they'll, like, hop on and play country. I'm like, nah, fam. Like, you gotta change this.
I can only listen to country music if it's, like, I'm by the pool, it's sunny out.
Specific.
If my brother plays it, like, I'm like, oh,
okay.
Cute. Or my dad, he loves it.
Gotcha.
But yeah, someone good has to be on aux and, like, has to, like, get the vibe.
Yeah. What's something else that you and your friends do?
Something that my friends and I have been doing here, because I do have to agree with the drives, not here. No one goes for drives in Athens.
Because
really.
All you do is sit in traffic. You just sit in traffic.
No Let's joke. Go for a drive sitting at like the intersection by Bolton. Oh, the worst.
Quite literally. Unless you want to like go on the highway, I guess, but then that's not very fun.
That's why I like going to Trader Joe's. It's like a drive. Oh,
because it's a distance and you're like, I get to,
it's nice. Or like Target. No, I get that. Like, that's like 10 minutes from here. But something my friends and I here have been doing is we'll like start a Netflix series together.
Love that.
So like we all watched you. Well, they kind of started and I would like watch it here, but like we caught up. So I was on the same episode as them. So I went to their, to the sorority house and we like watched them all and like had a viewing party. And like we did the Ted Bundy one or I didn't finish it either, but I start them with them. But that's something like fun to do because then you like talk about it. It's like book club, but like modern day book club, you know, with like Netflix series.
I completely understand. We do kind of like the show thing too. We've been watching Game of Thrones, which is very popular.
I heard you're into that now. Yeah. I can't get behind
that. I know. It's the first season.
So interesting
season
that you
pretty,
like that to me.
First season was pretty challenging, but now that I'm like in the meat of it, I'm already on season 3. Judge me.
You're good about that.
I'm very good about flying through shows, yeah.
No, I am too. I like flew through Gossip Girl again, so I feel you.
And I think it's fun to watch it with friends, or even if you started, and then, you know, like, I'll be like, oh, I'm on episode 4, catch up, and then they catch up, and yeah, it's, like, spending time together, but, like, in a good way. Yeah, that might be hard for you, I guess, because you live alone, so you have to, like, go drive and, like, physically watch it with other people.
I know in the fall, Delaney and I are going to be watching a lot. She's a TV girl.
Oh, I love it.
Sorry, I'm calling you out, Delaney. She watched 10 episodes of Good Luck Charlie this morning before our 12 o'clock class.
Why Good Luck Charlie? Can I just ask why?
She has like the Disney Channel app.
Oh my god.
She's big Disney Channel. That's girl. I mean, hysterical. Same, but I forget to watch it.
I just don't think I could go back and watch like Good Luck Charlie. Like, I don't know.
It reminds me of like vlogging, and, like, but in a weird way.
It is. It was like early vlogging.
I'll watch Hannah Montana. I'll watch She Lives Zack and Cody. That's probably it.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've gone back to those old shows. You know what I could be in the mood to watch, but I can't find it online anywhere without paying for it?
What?
Zoe 101.
Oh my god! Oh, without paying for it.
On Amazon, you have to pay like...
My brother.
You paid
like
for it?
Like 3 seasons. Freddy's Obsessed with
Zoe
101.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical.
So I have it.
Roasted. Because you can watch Drake and Josh on Hulu, which is such a funny show. I will say I watch Drake and Josh. But Zoe 101, I've been trying to find it.
Ooh.
Oh, so good.
You know you see me standing there. Do I look good, my dear?
You know, like, the episode, like, what, the one that stuck in my mind is, like, when Chase does, like, the time capsule, or Zoe does the time capsule and is, like,
she finds out that...
And he, like, and it, like, it doesn't get to the end of it, and she's, like, Chase, I, la, la, and then, like,
yes.
My freezes,
oh,
and she's,
God,
like,
that show's so good. Or when
so
Logan
good.
Puts the webcam in the teddy bear, and, like,
it's so good.
Quinn,
in the girls' lounge.
Idol.
Oh, and then they start dating in secret.
Yeah, I know.
Ah, it's such a good show.
Yeah, Zoe 101 is literally so good. It like set the precedent. And iCarly. So
yeah,
good.
iCarly was also really good. Another web show. Like,
yeah, that's why we love it. But I don't really like. I mean, I liked Good Luck Charlie, but I'm not really trying to watch again.
I'm a Nick girl though, more than Disney.
Yeah. Oh my god. Delaney and I were talking about this tweet that is literally so true. So, do you have any friends that like go to bed with the TV on?
Yeah.
So, growing up, one of my friends would always have to have the TV on when I slept over, and I slept over a lot.
Is it the George Lopez one?
Yeah! Like, you wake, it's 3 a.m., you wake up, George
Cold
Lopez.
Cold sweats, yeah.
You have the sweats.
Yeah, what's the song?
George Lopez is, like, it's on like, a trampoline. Yeah. Oh, my. And I literally, like, I'm so
That's
triggered
so
by
true.
That.
I literally think of my friend Casey's house whenever I think of that.
My friend Randy. Randy T, lovely girl.
That's so funny.
Wow.
Love it.
Good time.
Okay, so other things you like to do with your friends? You have a little listy going here, I see.
Yeah, well, I was really trying to brainstorm here. I mean, a lot of it is, like, sorority functions, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like,
it's nice because we've planned events.
Yeah, it is nice. So you're like, okay, I have this time reserved.
Like, you mark it off. That's what I love. I'm like... Yeah, I look forward to the weekends, cause like, or a Thursday or something, because we have something planned. I don't have to think about it. I just show up, and it's done.
Yeah, I have to be honest, though. I feel like in college, it's a lot of just kind of sitting around, hanging out. Like, if you're not, like...
Oh, totally.
It's a lot of just, like, I'll go over, and we'll all just be sitting and, like, talking. And, like, I love that. Like, when you're all in, like, a funny mood, and everyone's, like,
oh,
just
it's so
joking.
Fun. I love it.
I just like that.
I love, like...
That's my fave.
Yeah. Well, when I lived in the Katie house, I guess it was like that, but even now...
Oh, your living room. I bet it's lit.
Yeah. Like, people will just... Well, we use Find Friends, so, like, all friends that literally just, like, show up at our door, they're like, saw you guys, we're all home. And, like, come and sit on the couch with us. I'm like, oh, hey.
That's
so
how it was last year in the dorm.
Yeah,
too.
It's just kind of, like, in and out, and it's fun. Yeah, just talk about random stuff. It's, like, I think it's so important. Do you ever have days where you... You probably do, because you live alone. Where you have, like, little to no socialization.
Oh, yeah.
And then you hang out with your friends and you're in such a better mood.
You're
immediately.
Like, wow, it feels good to speak.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Because I do that. I, like, isolate myself, and then I'll hang out with my friends and be like, oh, I feel so much better.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get like that sometimes. I'm like, okay, I need to go talk to people.
Exactly. Because I definitely consider, like, I love being introverted and, like, shutting my door and being, like, antisocial, but then I go sit on the couch, I'm laughing and, like, having a great time.
So, oh, yeah. No, it's the best. I think something else that you do with your friends, I do with my friends, like, probably, like, every once a month, or, like walk around downtown, go through the boutiques, mm-hmm. like, grab a smoothie or Starbucks. I wouldn't say people do it all the time, but it's, like, kind of our way of, like, going to the mall, because we don't really have a good mall here.
Exactly.
What's your favorite boutique in downtown Athens?
Oh, my God.
We have so many boutiques, guys. Like,
I know.
I was spoiled. At first mad, because I was like, oh, there's no good mall here, but the boutiques are so cute. And I do a lot of online shopping.
Yeah, we could use, like, a Nordstrom or something, realistically, like, a good department store. Because we don't really... There is a mall, but they only have, like...
Ugh, that mall is just a no-go for me. Yeah,
the only really stores that they would even have for our age are Victoria's Secret, American Eagle, and that's really it. All the department stores closed.
Yeah, no, it's gross. It's not a good mall.
Yeah, so we like to shop downtown. I really do love Indigo Child. I really do. I really do love them.
Indigo Child's cute. Cheeky Peach. We have an Urban Outfitters. Cheeky Peach is cute.
I love going to Urban. Yeah, I go pretty much every time I go down
there. The Urban here is big, too. I just love going in. And,
like, they always have great stuff.
Yeah, and it's designed well, mm-hmm. and it's, like, I don't know. Feels good.
I do a lot of online shopping, though, primarily. Yeah. Actually, these days, I've really been trying... I know I just talked about Fabletics, but that's, like, the first thing I've bought in a really long time clothing-wise, because I've been on the saving grind.
Yeah, well, you especially. You're about to move to New York, and that's crazy.
It's so crazy. So I'm definitely in, like, that mindset now where I'm, like, if I can just push through and, like, I don't know. I go through phases where I'm either a shopper or a saver, and right now I'm just on the like, I pushed... Yeah, I told you, I pushed a lot of money in my savings account, and I was like, I don't need to spend this. Like, I don't... There's nothing I want right now. No material item I need. Same. I'm so content.
I feel like you probably still... I still do some Amazon purchases, like...
Oh, no, I'm not saying...
Yeah. But I haven't done... Well, I just got a ton of stuff from Princess Polly for spring break, and so now maybe I'm getting back. But the last, like, 2 weeks, I haven't really bought... I don't buy clothes, really. Because, you know...
Yeah, you never do.
Well, because when we work with brands, like, I'll just, like, that'll be, like, my stock up. And it's so exciting because I get free clothes from brands I love. Mm-hmm. And then I'll spend more on, like, shoes or, like, you know, something nicer.
I completely feel that, yeah.
But I've spring break's coming up soon.
Yeah, so I have to buy stuff for that, too. I also am in this mindset, too, where I have to move everything out. So I'm, like, I'm literally just buying more and more stuff that I'm ultimately going to have to move to New York.
Oh,
and then
I know.
Ultimately move to a real apartment where I'm going to have no space. So I'm, like, kind of in the condensing phase.
I feel that so hard.
I have to do Poshmark, but I just keep pushing it off because, ugh, yeah.
I couldn't agree more with that statement. Oh, my gosh.
Have to get on that grind of selling my stuff and condensing. It feels really good once you, like, make all of the, like, clear it all out, you know what I mean? Like, I pulled everything from my closet, but now it's just sitting in, like, a pile in my room, but I know once I sell it all and it's all, like, gone and out, I'm gonna feel so good.
So
I need
to just so good.
Get after it.
Something else my hallmates and I used to do a lot last year, we'd play, like, Cards Against Humanity, or Most Likely To. Most Likely To
is so fun.
One of the best games. If you're, like, with a group of people you all know.
It is.
Ugh.
It's definitely so fun to play board games. I do
Uno's,
like it.
Uno's actually can get pretty intense. I played it the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. We play board games now and again. Or you listen, Cards Against Humanity. What do you meme? Oh, my God. I break out the what do you meme game sometimes, and people are like, this is lame. So it depends who you're with.
Yeah,
you
have to be in the mood. Yeah. What do you meme's not my favorite. Most Likely To is my favorite. Mm-hmm. For sure. Cards Against Humanity can get kind of gross after a while. We also just started playing my guy friends. At home introduced me to this game called Quiplash. Have you heard about it?
No.
Shelby and them were playing it the other night. I saw it's like kind of like a grown-up Kahoot.
Oh.
But like it's like who can say the most inappropriate thing. It's kind of annoying, but it's fun to play.
Oh, can you get it on Amazon?
It's like no, it's not. It's like an online. It's like through Xbox. That's why my guy friends know it. You have to like, or I don't really know. You like buy it as an app on your TV, like your smart.
Oh, that's
TV.
Cool.
Yeah, it is fun, and like everyone logs in. It's fun.
Hmm.
So, that's something
I could be interested. Yeah, I feel you. It's just, like, spending quality time with them. I feel the same way about my parents. I'm just, like, it's literally just spending time with them uninterrupted. I tried my best, even this weekend with my family, to do the least amount of being on my phone.
Yeah.
I really tried to, like, keep it in my bag. Because I'm, like, I literally have no one I have to talk to right now. I am okay to be, like, focused in the moment. And I always do get the notifications of, like, your phone time each week, the screen time.
I don't look.
Mine's just always so terrible. So I'm try. And my friends even say sometimes I, like, don't focus. Like, did you even listen to what I just said? So I'm trying to get better about that and just spend quality time with quality people.
Oh, love that. No, speaking of that, I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and it was talking about, well, we've talked about this before, but, like, your five people that are, mm-hmm. like, they really influence you. And I'm really trying to be, what's the word? Thoughtful about who I spend my time with. And just because it really does affect.
It totally does. Because if you have a friend that's, like, super lazy, for example, then you're like, oh, I can, like, skip my workout class. Or I could, you know.
Yeah.
Versus if you hang out with people that are motivated and, like, high performers. Me, yeah.
I just realized, okay, so I have some friends that are super negative and it's funny and I love being around them because, like, they'll be sarcastic about it. Like, yeah. It's funny. But then I'm not calling out, like, my friends, but, like, other people that, like, I know and, like, I see every now and then who are, like, negative, I can't do it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a very empathetic person, so, like, not, like, I just feel their emotions. Not that I feel bad for them, but I feel them. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I can feel your negativity. Just, like, when those people that just, like, have to have a negative comment about everything or, like, they always have to be right about it. It's just like, no, that's not right. Or, like, oh, I'm in a bad mood. Or, like, I'm like, stop. Like, I get in bad moods, too. But I don't know.
I feel that. It's all about the people you hang out with. And it's, like, I haven't had to deal with, like, cutting off any, like, friends in college or anything.
Oh, which no,
I
know is, like, nothing to that
extremely
extent.
Hard. But, yeah, I do agree. Just being conscious about who you're spending your time with.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Yeah.
It's hard. But.
And be around people who, like, uplift you and motivate you and, like, yeah. Because I feel like that's how it's so easy to get in a negative cycle. Like, I'm thinking back even a sophomore year when I was, like, just not productive and not happy and everything. I'm not going to, like, I'm not blaming it on my living situation at all, but I'm gonna say that, like, it didn't help, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Living with someone who wasn't, like, a good pal of mine that was like, Brooke, let's get up, let's do this, let's get after it. Like, sometimes you need that little, like, extra push of motivation.
Oh,
surrounding
you
yourself with good people that, like, you know, want the best for you also.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to live with Delaney for that very reason. She's
it'll be
very
good, it'll be
like
good
that.
And, like, positive and everything.
Yeah. Yay. People that are positive and yeah,
love that.
That's our little tip. Oh, my other thing I wrote is we sometimes will treat ourselves and do, like, a hibachi night. We'll
go
like,
it's so fun.
What is it called here?
Inoko?
Inoko, where, like, they cook in front of you, like, Japanese steakhouse vibes. We'll be like, let's go do that. Like, that's, like, something to do for sure.
And that's something to, like, look forward to. You can be like, on Thursday, I'm getting hibachi. Like, it's,
it's a big
fun
deal. I, like, don't eat all that day.
ASMR.
yeah, that's what I have written down for friends. And then, obviously, like, date nights and stuff like that, you're with your friends mm-hmm. a lot and it's really, really fun. I just feel like I'm constantly I have class with a ton of my friends, like, I see them.
Yeah, that's
so
nice.
We're always with people, let's be real. Even though I live alone, I just am always with people.
Yeah, you are, because I feel like you do, and then you'll, like, you'll meet up with people and do things, like,
yeah,
you live alone, but then you'll be like, I'm doing this with my friend. Yeah
I do try. So
completely agree. So should we talk about what we like to do in our free time just by yourself?
Yeah, the only thing I have written down for family is, I'm sure you can agree, just trips, road trips, cruises. It's true family bonding time.
Yeah, it is.
Especially, like, road trips.
Just, yeah, like, undivided attention.
Yeah, undivided attention. So, me time. We've talked about this before. Lately, it's been Netflix for me, man.
I know, I can't even believe it.
I can't even believe it. I'm, like, going through. I just watched The Kissing Booth again. I'll just lay down on my couch. And just, we both, like, looked at my
Danielle's couch. Looking back behind me. I'm like, is there someone there? Like,
No. I just like to clean and watch Netflix and, like, clean.
Gotcha. Oh, I love to clean. That was my thing. I love organize my room, clean, vacuum, like, get reorganized. I actually started on this new routine where I don't do, like, the cleaning stuff on Sunday. I do it on Monday now. And I went through and, like, vacuumed and, like, you know.
Did you do that already today?
Sprayed. Yeah. And I've been using my oil diffuser. So I went
through.
Dude,
don't you love that?
I love it. That, to me, is such quality me time. Or cooking. I love, you know, cooking myself some food, chefing up, grocery shopping. I always grocery shop alone because I love it.
Same. I'm probably going to go today or tomorrow.
Really? I have no groceries. I need to go.
I know.
Danielle's trying to get me to do this Kroger online, like,
it's
pickup.
So
yeah.
Lit. I can't. Like, it's so nice. Like, what I just need, like, bananas, carrots, like, whatever, like, just basics.
That's what I need right now. Yeah.
You literally search the product name, and you add it to cart.
That's so nice, and then you just call
them
when you're there.
Pull up
and it's the same price?
It's just, I don't know. They might, actually, I don't know. But it's always, like, fairly, like, it's not, like, I've never looked at them and, like, that's so expensive.
Yeah. It's just, like, the typical, like, Kroger charge. Yeah.
It's so nice. I think because they're trying to get more people to, like, buy from Kroger rather than, like, mm-hmm. Uber Eatsing everything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to ask you what your plans are for Valentine's Day, but then I just realized that you're going to Virginia. What time's your flight?
I don't even know. It's after my class.
Okay.
I'm making sure to go to class. I just want
to... I don't have any plans for Valentine's Day, so I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
it's on a Thursday this year, which has thrown off the whole vibe, because people, like, usually go out on Thursdays in Athens, and I'm like, people are probably gonna be like on dates, and all my roommates have boyfriends now, so I'm gonna be like me.
Yeah, I don't, I think if I were here on Valentine's Day, I might be going to movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
That's fun.
I don't really know, though, but I'm not going to be here on Valentine's Day. And I'm excited to go visit Caitlin. She's, like, been my Valentine all throughout high school, so...
That's fun. My dad usually sends me flowers or something, so...
Oh, so does my dad. I hope he does.
I love it.
Oh, my God, I hope he does.
Yeah, and he writes me, like, a super sweet card, and I cry. That's so cute. Last year, there's, like, a vlog of me. It's, like, a week in my life, and I opened it, and I was crying. I was like, oh, my God. But, yeah, so maybe I'll get something for my dad.
That's so cute. I don't know. I don't know if I had a boyfriend last year during Valentine's Day. Joey and I weren't technically broken up, but I don't really remember anything about Valentine's Day last year.
Just blacked it out of your memory.
I blacked out. I really don't remember. But I did walk into CVS today to buy some toilet paper. Charmin. And have you seen that Charmin SNL skit? Oh my God, it's so funny. I thought about it. And there's like this big like teddy bear, and like I've still never gotten a big teddy bear. I want a big teddy bear so bad.
I've never had a Valentine, so...
I'm sure you did in elementary school.
No, I definitely didn't.
A boy didn't ask you to be your Valentine.
No, I definitely did not have that.
Todd in third grade didn't ask you to...
No, we did, like, little, like, ones in, like, your mailbox. And I remember some people, like, slide in, like, the sly ones to me. And I'd be like, oh, shoot, they like me.
No, but, well, that's what I mean. Like... Not like explicitly, but like
no. But
like
you know when you would, you know when you get like the pack, and it's like some of them are more flirty, so you'd be like, "I'm gonna give it to the cute boy."
Yeah,
like strategic.
Jeremy.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Oh, I miss that so much. I'm gonna give him a lollipop. Like that was really weird. God,
I know what you're saying though. There was like I would always like the SpongeBob or like Powerpuff Girl ones, and it would be like the ones like that were like be my pal I would give to my friends, but then there was ones I was like I need you to be my sidekick. I'd be like that's for this boy.
Did you have like crushes on guys in middle school?
Yeah, of
course.
We've
never talked to, I loved boys in middle school.
Were you like you were like a tomboy though?
I was
kind of
that was like my brink from tomboy. Yeah, I guess I was kind of a tomboy, and then I became girly, but I just, oh, that was such a good time. Like, oh my God, he looked at me. Do you remember, like, you'd be on the playground and, like, your friends would go talk to him? Did you ever do that?
Yeah, for
my
sure.
My friends like, Danielle wants to know if you like her. I'm like, guys, stop it. But, like, what? Like, you know?
Oh, yeah, completely.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Or we would go up to them and be like, yeah. We'd be like, they like you. And then, like, embarrass them completely. Yeah,
when
like, literally pointing at them. Yeah.
Oh, when they're so walking funny. Back from talking to the guy, thumbs up. Thumbs
yeah, I love
up.
It.
And, like,
oh, I love
back
it.
To playing soccer with his friends. Or,
yeah, in the playground. Well, I'm sure the Florida playground is different than the New York playground, because we couldn't go, like, half the year we would do, like, indoor recess.
Oh, no, we were
We'd be
outdoors.
Like, oh, we're indoors today. Damn.
I love hearing about the differences and stuff. This is just, like, a childhood episode. George Lopez, playground, Valentine.
What you do with your friends. Board games. Oh, yeah.
Board games. I used to love the Game of Life.
Oh, it's so fun. Yeah, I like that one.
Fun. But it takes forever.
Mm-hmm. It does. It's, like, a three-hour experience.
Did you ever have Sadie Hawkins dance?
No.
Oh, my God. I used to love that, because then I'd ask the boys that never asked me to homecoming on Sadie.
Oh.
Be like, hey,
risky.
Actually, well, one of them was a guy friend, and then the other one was a boy.
We did. We didn't do, like, really school dances like that. We did, but in middle school, we did canteens, where it was, like, a monthly thing, and it was, like, you know, like, for, like, the promotion of, like, sober activities.
Okay.
Basically, so, like, my school, like, did it, and we would get, like, a DJ, and I remember the end song to every canteen was,
oh my God,
Sweet Caroline. So, like, you knew it was over, and we'd all be like, oh, damn, it's over! Like, Sweet Caroline.
Sweet
bumping, yeah. It
now
was fun.
It would be, what's that song that everyone sings at fraternities? Or,
that one?
No. Oh, like the one, Sunshine,
screeching alibi, jumping from your alibi, but it's just
Mr. Brightside.
Yeah!
Gosh, I can't get away from that song. I was like, oh my God, I love a song. I really don't.
And everyone's like jumping up and down. They're like head smashing.
Like,
So funny. Hell yeah. Well. we should check and see if we have any viewer submitted questions.
I bet we have zero.
Follow us on Instagram. It's at Gals on the Go Podcast, and it's a good time.
I'm in the mood to answer some questions. Let's
get risky.
It. Also, that graphic. You guys have been making some really cute graphics for us.
Yeah, so go ahead and tag us and super cute stuff on like Redbubble and whatnot. Emma just posted our sticker, so you guys can go ahead if you want it. A lot of people are asking like where we get. You can get a logo sticker of Gals on the Go. We have it highlighted on our Instagram, I believe. Perfect.
So yeah, we have Gals and Legos stickers now. So cute.
Send us pictures if you guys have any.
Whew. Oh my gosh, there's so many some juicy questions.
For Danielle. This is a good one. For Danielle, do you want to study abroad?
Yes, I've been really thinking about it a lot, actually. They had someone come to my fashion merchandising class talking about an Italy study abroad this fall. I just love football so much, but it literally sounds so nice. And applications are still open. I don't think I'm going to do it in the fall because, like, I wouldn't leave Delaney.
Yeah.
Like, she'd be living alone.
You could do a summer one, though.
I know, but I love my summer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, I was only, like, going to do Maymester, but I'm kind of, like, maybe, like, a spring. I don't know. It's so hard. But yes, in short.
Definitely.
Everyone's
asking about what happened to the podcast when I graduate, which I feel like we've discussed.
No, yeah, there's this website that we can record together, and she's going to get a really... We only use one mic because it's, like, good for interviews,
mm-hmm.
but she's going to get this exact same mic, and so the quality should be really good. We do it over online.
Yeah, and then we'll do our combined episodes. We'll do some separate episodes. Yeah. We have a really special guest next week on our
pod.
We
do. Well, it'll be in 2 weeks
for them. Okay. So we're coming up soon. So we're trying to integrate more guests on and try to make them actually, like, high-profile guests, not just, like, our friends, which I love our friends, but...
I think something I might do, if you're okay with, in the fall, like, one of the weeks where, let's say, we don't have an episode together, a lot of people ask for one with Callie.
Yeah, for sure. No.
You know, stuff like that. And I think you'll record with Katie, I'm sure. Katie Bilotti or something like that.
Oh, I would love to, do things with...
We could do that.
Other, a lot of podcasters live in New York, so I would love to connect with anybody that lives in New York. Stuff like that.
Oh, for sure. Oh my gosh, so many great questions. I really, is your current go-to coffee order still your flat white thing?
I've just been really just doing
black... Oh, you said you don't like hot coffee right now.
Yeah, I've just been doing black iced coffee recently. Yeah, and really just making it home. I guess unless I go to Dunkin' and just get it. What about you? What's your go-to?
Today I just got, like, a Tall Pike.
Tall Pike?
Tall Pike. Sound like my dad. Or yeah. Pike. Probably just still iced coffee with soy milk. I haven't really loved coffee lately.
Really?
I'll, like, have one in the morning, and then I'm just, like, not in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is.
You've had some natural energy, though.
So I know. I don't know.
You're good.
Wow, you guys are asking, like, a plethora. Brooke, who do you want to win The Bachelor?
Well, I know who wins, so I can't even say, because that, like, totally sways my opinion, so I'm not going to say. But, yeah, I'm here for this season. I don't think it's the best. I don't think it's the worst. I'm going to continue watching. Last week, they made it hang off at such a cliffhanger. It's like they didn't even show the rose ceremony. It's like one of those annoying seasons.
Ugh,
so I'm like, please just show me all of the content. So unfortunately, I'm not going to say who wins because I'm going to spoil it. So.
Yeah, no. I feel that. I feel that because one time I knew and my mom, like, couldn't even look
it up. Exactly. I shouldn't have even looked it up, but I did. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. For Danielle, junior year plans. I'm living with Delaney next year. Hopefully studying abroad at some point, probably a Maymester or summer. And just kind of living life, saying yes to more things. I'm trying to be social more and more each year. But also classes get harder more and more each year. So mm-hmm. I'm kind of doing it opposite. favorite song off of Thank You Next. I would say my all-time is NASA.
I like Bloodline. I do. I'm a big fan. We have some advice questions down here.
Ooh, let's do advice. Let's do advice.
If my best friend breaks up with her boyfriend and then tells me it's okay if I want to date him, is it? I'm going to say a hard no, but...
Wait, so she broke up with
him. So her friend's dating her boyfriend, and then they break up, and then her friend says her, if you want to date him, you can.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
She does not mean that at all.
Yeah, I'm a pretty firm believer in, like, if friends dated them, it's kind of off limits, just because
I'm only... Unless it's a very distant friend.
I've only seen that end in... bad things.
Yeah,
just from my personal perspective, I just think there's so many boys in the world that you'll find someone else, you know what I mean? Like, why would you go for the same one that, like, your best friend or your friend went for? Like, there's so many boys.
No,
go for someone else.
Fights over guys is, like, actually the worst thing ever, and it's just no, it's not worth
and
it.
And then it gets, like, awkward because then you, like, I don't know, I just, yeah, I would say no.
Someone says, does a guy like me if he invites me to his hockey games and comes to my house?
I'm gonna say probably. I'd say, yeah,
like, he wants you to watch him play sports. Oh my gosh, that's cute to me. And comes to your house. I mean, those are two very personal things. So I'd say he likes you, unless he calls you, like, buddy, then you're done. Or if he calls you dude. But I call guys dude, and, like, that's just for fun, so maybe not.
I think if he's making the initiative to, like, want to hang out with you, that's a big step.
Yeah, I would say so. I don't, that's all we've got with the info, but
Yeah, I would say. This one. My family's making me feel bad about my major because it pays low. What should I do?
Don't. No. If you are passionate about your major, I say stick with it because you should not. I know too many people that started out as a major because their parents told them it's high money making. They got so stressed. They literally hated it so much. They got anxiety over having to tell their parents they want to switch the major. They did it. They're so much happier.
I completely agree. I know it's easier said than done because I'm sure some family structures, it's not easy to do that. But I would say, yeah. And I would say the sooner you change, the less you have to deal with in changing it. Because, you know, if you wait until, like, your junior year, your senior year to change your major, then, like, you're screwed, but, like, you're probably going to have to take more school.
Yeah, and I will be graduating in 4 years. Like, there's just no question.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stay.
So I would 100% definitely.
What's something you wish you were good at? I wish I was good at singing.
I knew you were going to say that for some reason. I did know that.
Were you going to say that?
Okay, well, one, like, tangible thing that I wish I had that honestly isn't so far off is good handwriting.
Oh, same. Well, yeah.
That's applicable. And I wonder if, I don't know how hard this is now that I, like, have my handwriting down. Like, how hard is it to change it? Like, if I work on it, will it change?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't mind having better handwriting, but I don't really care.
Yeah. And then another thing that I, like, wish I was good at is that I'm getting more in shape, but I know my body and just everything. I was never an athlete, even growing up, like, as a kid and stuff. Like, I just never had, like, an athletic build. Like, I never had endurance or anything, so I kind of wish that was something that I had. Like, that I could just have the ability to, like, run and, like, I don't, you know, some people are just born with more endurance. Like, I could just tell there's a clear genetic difference between my brother genetics. And I. Yeah.
Oh, my brother's, yeah. My brother.
That's another tangible thing. Genetic. Just, like, more, like, I wish I got the athletic gene.
No, yeah. I could get behind that.
Random things. I don't know why I just thought of those two.
Yeah, the first one I thought of was singing. I'm sure there's more. There's definitely more.
Yeah. But a lot of questions about money management. Like, this girl says, how much do you put aside specifically? And this person says, how do you manage money for your trips, bills, etc.?
I think, well, I don't you, like, move? Like, as soon as you get paid, you, like, move a certain amount. Is that you?
So I kind of did that, but then for a while I kind of stopped, and that was definitely my downfall. For those of you who don't know, Danielle and I have to pay taxes every year, which...
Taxes are expensive.
Yeah, it's a big, big chunk.
Do you remember the first time you paid taxes? I remember I was, like, mad. Oh, I was like, this is why people don't like taxes.
I got mad again this year when they were like, oh, this is how much you're going to have to pay this year, because I am luckily making more, but at the same time, I was like, I was actually infuriated, so...
I was so mad. I was like, I just have to give this money.
I know.
Like, that is so much money.
But then other people get it taken off every month, and we don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so yeah. That's true.
It's so weird to look at it that way, but yeah, you kind of have to look at it that way. So, I like the percentage thing. I also just like when, you know, I can look at my accounts, I have them all, like, on my page, and I could just be like, I just physically don't need to spend this money right now, so push it over to savings. I just as much over. You do that. You take out only what you need.
Yeah, so basically, I don't, every time I get paid, I don't move it, but, like, every week or so, I'll, like, go on my account and look at my summary and be like, okay, and I always have only this certain amount in my checking.
Gotcha.
Because then I don't know.
Yeah. No, better. I get that.
And then it starts to get low. Like, I'll make sure, like, I always just have a certain amount.
Gotcha.
And it just stays.
You know, I love that. And then in terms of my riskier investments, I'd use Acorns, which is an investing app. And it's different than, like, a Robinhood in the sense of you don't get to pick your specific industries you want to invest in. You just pick the level of aggression that you want to invest in. So you could do, like, really light, or you could do, I think, in, like, not the most aggressive, but the second one down. And I've definitely had some losses in there in terms of finance because the stock market went up and down. But, you know, they say stay in it the long run. And I use that. That's more, like, smaller amounts. I actually use that for roundup. So every time, let's say, I spend $4.50 on a latte, the extra 50 cents would be going to
get,
invested. So I like that for, like, not, like, smaller amounts of money, but that's more, like, fun, risky, and then I have, like, my savings account for, like, tangible, like, this is, like, I'm moving to New York, like, I want to use this money.
Oh, for sure. It's, like, a good inspiration, I feel like, for you. Like, right now, I'm, like, saving up because we're about to spend money on flights to Coachella and stuff, so I'm like, I can't buy this shirt, I'm buying a flight to Coachella, like...
Yeah, I think it's good to have little motivational things, or I will be honest, like, I don't do, like, the whole spreadsheet bit.
Spreadsheet
bit.
Might as well.
I don't do that where it's like...
No, I don't have that time necessarily.
Yeah, that just doesn't work for me. I tried it once and I was like, it's just not going to work, so.
Someone asks, have you guys ever had a fight? I really don't think we've ever had a fight. Like, I don't think I've ever looked you in the eyes and been like, meh.
No.
Like, we've
I literally don't think I've ever...
Yeah, no. Both of our personalities, too, we don't really fight.
Yeah, we're
not fighters. Like, you don't fight with your friend.
No.
Like, yeah.
Neither of us do drama.
Yeah, no, we're kind of, like, really, like, super
romantic. When I tell people that, they're like, really? I'm like, no, I...
Yeah, no, we don't do
drama. I mean, I'll get mad at people.
But like, I get, but you get mad and, like, internalize it.
Yeah, and I'll just, like, get it out and work it out. I really will go.
Yeah, or you vent to someone else, and then you're like, okay, I'll, like, it's fine.
Yeah, I'll, like, call my mom.
Yeah.
Like, your mom doesn't judge. Like, my mom does not judge. My mom, the things I said to my mom, poor girl, she's probably like, you good? Sometimes you just gotta do that.
I definitely agree.
But no, Brooke and I have no beef, no tea, no shade, literally none.
Yeah, none. No.
Like, literally so thankful. Like, I don't know, our vibes just go well together.
They do go very well together.
Sometimes we have to yell at each other to be like, I'll be like, Brooke, stop being down on yourself. Or Brooke will be like, Danielle, stop, like, having to be on the plan. Like,
yeah.
It's one of those.
Yeah, but it's, like, positive motivation. It's never, like,
no.
Danielle, get your shit together.
Yeah, it's never. Because I already said it,
so, yeah. Well, there we go. So.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I'm trying to see if there's any other...
Instant motivator. This person says, like, for me, it's looking up quotes on Pinterest. Like, what's something that, like, motivates you?
Shower. Getting in the shower.
I agree with that. Wow, you're so right. Or I've been on my big scent grind, so I like the essential oil oils. Diffuser, lighting a candle, honestly, just like
getting these little acts of self-care.
Yeah, honestly.
Showers are helpful, and I do go on Pinterest a lot, and I have like a quotes board, mm-hmm. and I'll be like, wow, like that was so nice to hear. Or this is actually so narcissistic sounding, but sometimes I'll watch my own videos.
Every oh now my god, and then, that's hysterical.
I'll be like when I say watch my own videos, like I'll watch like a weekend in my life, and I'll be like, oh, that was such a good weekend in New York.
Oh, that's or fun. Like, yeah, that's fun. Well, you have like memories to look back on from all that stuff, so that's super fun.
Yeah, and I'll be like, wow, I was so productive that weekend.
Yeah,
like,
that's good.
I need to do that right now. So that's good. I don't really watch my own videos on how to get motivated.
I feel that. I also like a huge instant motivator for me is like if I make a to-do list of everything I have to do in the day, just crossing off one thing,
yes.
whether it be the easiest thing or the hardest thing, that gets me going. Because I'm like, now I did one thing, like I can do anything.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
So 100%. Even if it's like the simplest thing of like making a phone call to someone, check it off, done.
Oh, yeah. Boom, done.
Boom, done. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for today's episode.
I hope you guys enjoyed. I feel like it was kind of random.
But it was definitely random. This was more of a chit-chat.
Yeah, they're all more of a chit-chat.
We would love to hear what kind of guests and other people you would like to have on the podcast. I know that's a huge thing in reading the reviews and everything. People are like, I would love to see them chat with more people, which... We definitely don't want to transform the whole thing into, like, just an interview-based podcast, because I think
it's not necessarily our vibe. That's, I mean, we know so many gals on the go, and we love talking to them, but we're also just in Athens, Georgia. I think next year we'll have more guests when you're in New York.
Yeah, I would love to hear who other people are inspired by or, like, would like to hear from.
Yeah, no, please, because sometimes I listen to podcasts, and I just want to hear it, like, I love Girls Gotta Eat, but I just want to hear them talk sometimes, you know what I mean?
Like, I love when they do their solo
episodes. Yeah, like, they're funny themselves, but I guess it adds more content, and I liked having Remy on, because it was, like, I don't know, she gave us tips, and, like, we're very similar to her, so we, like, all kind of vibes, and I think people really liked it. Like, they need to be similar to our brands. Like, we're not going to bring a doctor on, you know what I mean?
I agree.
So, yeah. I think our gals on the go know that.
And I think the person that we have in 2 weeks is going to be so great.
Oh, it's so spot on. You guys are going to love it. But if you guys have any people that you want us to interview that you know are maybe in our sorority or, like, someone that lives in Athens and, like, you think we'd be great, like, let us know. We are open.
Completely open.
Open house.
Open. Open doors.
Open doors, bam.
Well, be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you guys are new. Send us your screenshots if you're listening. We love that every Wednesday. Instagram I love waking stories. Up and like flipping through.
Oh my god, it makes me so happy.
And we'll respond to your Instagram stories on our Instagram page. So tag Gals on the Go. Follow us individually.
Follow Danielle, Carolyn, Brooke, Michio, Gals on the Go podcast, Gals on the Go memes if you're feeling it. So many. I just love you guys so much. You guys are the best. Too.
It really puts me in such a good mood. Like, I look forward to Wednesdays and waking up and, like, rush of positivity.
Yeah, it's like waking up and your DMs are full of, like, mentioning stories.
Everyone's
and stuff.
So sweet. It really is so a day maker. So thank you guys for being you.
Thanks for being you. Love you guys.
I'm proud of everybody.
We are awful. We need to go.
It's one of those days.
It's really... Every few episodes, Brooke and I get in this mood.
My brain is just like...
Yeah, I took an econ test this morning, so my brain is...
Oh, really?
Elasticity, supply, demand.
Okay, we need to end.
Yeah, we need to end. I can talk about this on my own time. Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
See you guys next week. Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.